then we should do it.
Are amar boita koy yes
I wanted to see these things before your coming.
But you didn't get
there. But no time from tomorrow. Very scarcity of time.
Doesn't matter. It is already inside you.
Any question? No?
No, I just want to hear you explain more.
You have? Any question? You are satisfied?
I want more explanation.
What about you? Any question? Everything is so far, so easy for you, and he is
explain.
Intellectual gent.
I said you're an intellectual.
No, he was
gent.
Talking.
No, no.
Then we should go. What thing?
Where was the place we left off? You had explained Yajushchaya. You had already explained.
That is Bhuktiya. Bhuktiya bole, you had completed.
Okay.
Maybe here. Yajina api ati bhagena jati shadha. Did he explain ati bhagena? I think so. Yeah.
He actually explained all of
it. Yeah.
I think in speaking, Maharaj explained almost the entire first chapter.
Really?
Something.
Maybe something more.
No, I haven't explained this. Page 4.
Maharaj, there's one, I have a question. Nor is bhakti dependent even upon faith. Sakrata api harigitam shradhaya kulaya va. And then it explains that the name of Krishna chanted even once, either with faith or without faith, can deliver any man. But still, to say that faith is not necessary seems a very surprising. Even though one verse is given that the Hare Krishna mantra is so great, even without faith, it gets benefit. But don't you need faith for bhakti? Isn't great faith needed? But here it says, not needed. We're not dependent on faith.
Sakriyadappi
parigitam chadaya halayava. So we need faith in Guru and faith in Shastra. And
Kaunta?
Bara number.
Aro, aage? We have not yet discussed these things.
No.
It will come. Here, Dan Brahman Svadhyayata, it has been finished. After that, He is giving some slokes, reference. Sreyasetim bhakti mudeshyate vibho. And kovartha apta bhajatang svadharmatha. Purai raiva. Bhuman bahu api yogina. Ityadina jnana karma yogina. Prati svafala siddhai. Here he is telling that ko artha bhajatang, ko artha bhajatang swadharmata. By sadachar or by subha karma, we may have bhakti, if anyone tells. Purvapaksha. Purvapaksha, you know?
Question
and answer. Anyone questions that? Let satakarma and sadachar give bhakti. Without sadachar and satakarma, we may not have bhakti. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoting this slok from Srimad Bhagavatam, that sadachara and by suddha karma or satakarma, bhakti cannot come. Ko artha, ko va artha, apto bhajatam swadharmata. He is telling that if a man has prarambha karna, started to do hari bhakti, but he has not left his bad work, asadachar, he is yet doing some asadachar and not subha karma. Asubha karma he may do it, but he is trying to do ananya bhajan also. Here he is telling that if a man living swadharma, swadharma means service of father and mother.
Occupational duty. Prescribed duty.
Varnashram dharma. If a man living all these things, he has started to do bhajan of Krishna, and in the midway he falls down, no harm. Again he will, after that jan, anyhow he will get any scope and he will start from there. That patan, falling down, will not disturb him. For some time it will cover, but after some time, after bhogna, enjoying the karma phal, will again start bhakti. But if a man living hari bhajan, doing satkarma, sadachar and varnasam dharma, very faithfully he is following, what is gain? He gains nothing, because he will have some bhog,
enjoyment.
After that, again he will fall forever. So there is nothing to gain in this. So if a man falls, if he is succumb yet, no harm. God will fulfill his quench
quench his thirst.
And again he will give bhakti after that. He fall down, he will fall down. But yet Krishna will take his hand and he will again engage in his service. So we should only fear from aparadha anartha. These are a kind of anartha. But here this cannot give adhikar to bhakti, these things. So we should respect a man who is yet fallen but doing bhakti, not to a man who is so pure to his varnashram dharma.
We see examples of this in this time sometimes. Some devotees, even they're fallen, but they're still doing bhakti, bhakti.
Then this should be respected. But very carefully, not interjection in association. We should not do ninda or anything like that. But we should not praise also. If he comes, come on. Jo kuch hai. Kintu not from heart, not association. Sadachar sampanna, aikantik bhakta, they should be associated. And especially those who are more qualified than us. He is telling that also. Anything? For having Krishna prem or doing bhakti, someone thinks that we should take help of gyan, yoga, karma or anything. But this thing is not good. Only bhakti can be do. No help from all these things. Sometimes we see that we should do some yoga for our body.
For health.
For health.
For good health.
We should do some yoga. These are yoga. But I think in for Braj Bhakti, these are particular. Wrestling and all these things, it covers Gopi Bhav, especially Gopi Bhav. And Paurush Bhav comes. Paurushman.
Male
for ego. So we should not at all.
We should discuss this point further because so many of us are doing this exercise.
Otherwise, we cannot digest food. We are sleeping all the time. We are tired.
Yesterday, he saw Ayurvedic doctor who said, "Get more exercise." Is there Vaishnava exercise that is not particular?
We should wrestle with Tamasya Samaj. No, this is also fun.
Dancing in kirtan.
Dancing in kirtan. And doing parishram for all this seva, it will do.
Parishram?
Labor.
Most of our labor is taking ten and moving.
See, all day long, we are simply sitting and talking or
and
writing
thinking.
And thinking. We have no opportunity for any exercise.
Except for Hanuman.
In Kirtan? You should do Kirtan surely. Both purpose will be so.
Supposing when we do these exercises, we are playing some tape recording of Krishna Katha. Then our consciousness is hearing the recording, but the body is doing the exercise, but the mind is thinking of the tape recording. Is it still practical?
No, I mean, I'm telling of Job. Especially Job.
Asan Pranayam.
Asan Pranayam, all of these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done bhakti cult so easy that we can do everything. In dancing and doing this seva, to go Govardhan, to come to the parikrama, is a lot of things. We should try to save our inner power anywhere, anyhow. And if there is no bhav, then God, what you are doing? Doing bhakti also and all these things also. But a special bhav has come in our heart. And that things are, which are opposite, we should try to live all these things. You will think it. You will think it. If a is a, any man in Gopi Bhav, he is doing, he should not do anything that his Purush Bhav will come. By Danda Kasarat voice, Purush Bhav can come.
By Danda?
Danda means
exercise.
What gopis has done? Dances, Krishna, and all activities we can follow. And if you think to be Sakha, you can wrestle, you can do all these things. It is good for you. And we should follow everything of that person to whom you have agreed. That is anukul. And those who have not gone up to this stage, they can do everything. For body also, for mind also, for everything.
But what if we haven't come to that stage, but we want to come to that stage, then stop?
We have to consider from very beginning.
Where we are at. We have to consider where you, with your actual stage, and not imitate.
We should go to a real position. Not imitation. But to follow from beginning, it is good from beginning.
So much of our work, not only exercise, develops Purusha Bhav. We are managing, we have to say, you must do this immediately. Most of our life is like that.
Now you are doing for Guru Seva. If it actually Guru Seva, all will help you. And you should wait for that time. when actually this will come. He is also telling that jat karma bhi jab tapsa gyan vairagya cha jat. What we get from yajna, jag, vrat, tapasya, gyan, vairagya, yog, tapasya, only by bhakti doing, we will have all these things. If a man has started bhakti, then he is requiring shastra gyan, reading so many books, and some qualities is doing effort for gaining some qualities, it should not be there. Understanding?
Yes. But study of shastra
is good.
Is good. If it increases the
increases that.
Bomb.
But to increase bhakti, this idea is not there. And B, for our name and fame, and that I am so much learned person, we are doing all these things, then it is bhakti virodhi. We should do sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevan, archan, bandan, dasya, sakha, all these things. So read book is also Sramana, it comes. When we chant Harinam, mind goes everywhere, either and either. It may go. But when we are immersed in reading books, who has come, not come, nothing. So it is a good kind of bhakti.
Easier. It is easier to pay attention by reading than by chanting.
And if it is of Srimad Bhagavatam and of 10th canto, especially Sakha, Sakhi, Sambandhit, then it is so good. By remembering, men can go hither and thither. By chanting also it could. But not in the reading. Whole energy should be given there. So mind does not go here and there. In bhakti, he is telling that for yog, yajna, tapasya, vrat, hom, sadhya, sanjam, desh, kal and patra. Desh, kal and patra?
Time, place
and
circumstances.
They should be very pavitra.
Pure.
If these three are not pure, they will not give any fruit. But for bhakti, no need. When you are reading bhakti, whether it is magha or any bad nakshatra, certainly. When we are giving name and diksha or taking, no, these times should be considered. When Harinam is given or Harinam is taken, that time is good, whether it may be magha, agha, or anything. Taraspasa.
It might even be in the evening.
Evening, morning, any.
For diksha also?
For diksha also. But those who are have not this quality to think these things, they should be given in proper time.
Proper time.
So increase their sabdha only. But Harinam and Diksha, mantra, does not need all this.
I remember our Guru Maharaj was giving sannyas to someone, and this person was very keen to get sannyas. So he told me, make a big arrangement so he thinks that something has happened.
Otherwise, nothing is needed, only that mantra should is needed. And at any time, it can be given. Gopal mantra has no time and space and all these things. It is Siddha mantra. But yet, seeing the condition of sadhak, Guru gives it, thinking all these things, that he may not feel anything. I have heard that Prabhupada has given anyone in evening Diksha mantra. No fire, jagya and nothing. And that is Diksha. Only Gopal mantra he gave. But now, oh, Gurudev, you have not given your Guru mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Ishwar Puripad. Not any mantra. Only Gopal mantra. And that Gopal mantra only Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. Not all these things. Full mantra. Because it is Siddha mantra. No fire, nothing, jagged, nothing was done. But we need all these things. These are like a karma, but yet Vaishnava has recommended them. Vaishnava jagya, Vaishnava home, Vaishnava sraddha, and they do it only for
the shraddha of the
bhakti. They don't require any bhakti. When the mother of Narada Rishi was dead, and he left that dead body there.
Went away.
No shraddha ceremony.
No, nothing, nothing. Yeah. Sab kusal. Bas. He is telling na desa niyamas tatra na kal niyamas tatha na uchist adau nishedho asti harer namani lubdhaka. Lubdhak means don't lubdhak. Lubdhak means Bahelia. Bahelia means
hunter.
Oh, hunter.
Hunter, deer.
Deer hunter.
Yeah, hunter. Hunter, oh.
Hunter.
Mrigari, like that.
Mrigari. Oh, Mrigari. Nam Sankirtan Rup Bhakti Angar Anusthane. When a person is doing Harinam Sankirtan, Desher niyam nahi. The niyam tha place.
Limitation of place.
Rule. Rule.
Pavitrata. Rule and regulation. For place or time, no niyam at all. And in Harinam, uchhist avasthai. You are eating something and you cannot do sankirtan. It is not there. You can do. Khaite, suite, jatha, tatha, namle, desh, kal, niyam, nahi, sarva, siddhi hai.
What about when we are doing the yajna?
Yajna.
Yeah, when you do the yajna.
There it will be. Because it is karma. Like karma. So
and
there.
When you're doing seva of the murti seva, you cannot eat.
Now here he is telling about Nam Sankirtan. In seva we should
be prepared from
all these things. But I think any seva, if bhava bhakti is there, he can do anything. He is taking something himself and he can give to Krishna, like Yashoda. Sanatana Goswami came to Mathura and saw that a widow was serving his two boys. One was Madan Gopal himself and other was his son. They were playing together and so many plays they were playing. One day Sanatana Goswami came and saw that they were playing Gulli Danda. Gulli Danda, you know? A stick. That thing. Krishna was defeated by that boy. At first, Krishna wound and that boy was defeated. Krishna told that you should sit, I will sit on your soldier. He did so, he went so
some distance.
And when Krishna was defeated, then boy told that you should sit, I will sit on your soldier. Krishna at once fled away and he entered in temple and the boy followed with that stick. That is, you are not giving my
reward.
Reward. And you are flying. I will catch hold of you, I will beat you. So he followed up to Mandir. But their priest was there and he prohibited that boy. Oh, don't come here. Then he told from there, that I will see tomorrow. Sanatana Goswami was amazing. How this is. Next day he came again to see them playing. He saw that the two boys were weeping and they were wanting something to take, eat. And mother was cooking khichdi. He was washing her mouth by a stick. Tatun, that one.
And she was cooking it.
And cooking and by something. By this here and he was cooking. Sanatana Goswami told that, "Are you are Brahmin lady. Have you taken snan?" "No, I have not done." So without taking bath and by this, your all things are coming in this and you are doing and this will give to these two boys. Oh, it should not be done. Then he told that at first I did not know. Now I'll obey you. Second day he again came and said that both boys were weeping. And lady has gone to take bath. And after that, she came wash all the pots and she brought good clear water, pavitra water, and then began to cook khichdi from kalchi. Kalchi, you know? Kalchi means spoon, chammach. And it was too late, and the boys are weeping. Sanatana Goswami saw that Swayam Brahma Krishna, wanting to take her uchhishta, so I have done mistake. He is waiting to take his uchhishta. Uchhishta means
manikya.
Remnant. So he should do what she wants. Then he begged pardon and told that you should not take bath, you should not be pure. What you want, you should do and serve these boys. So in bhakti, uchhishta and all these things, but that person should be, the sadhak should be in upper level.
Where is that from, that narration about Sanatana Goswami? Is it from some scripture?
Bhakti Ratnakar. Around so many places. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, khaite suite yatha tatha naam le, desh kaal niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai. If you are taking something and your Gurudev has called you, oh, come at once, what will you do?
Drop everything and go.
Even I will not wash my hand. I first see that what is his order, and then I will wash my hand, and if something order is to carry at once in this same
condition,
I will do it.
We were on the train with our Guru Maharaj. So we were all eating. So he said, give me some more of this. So their hands, they were eating. He said, don't, just give it to me. Don't worry about it. So he said, just give it. Don't wash your hands. Serve me. And like that.
In connection with Krishna also, as Guru Vaishnava.
You told that your Guru Maharaj did not take bath for so many days. Krishna was accepting everything.
He used to tell that I don't want to lose my time in bathing and all these things. So at least 1 hour it will take, this time will take. Why should I lose? For this cloth, when it will be maila?
Dirty.
After 2, 3, 4 days. 5 days. No harm.
And bath only once in a long time.
One month.
Once in a month.
On Purnima. All this day. He used to tell that his Prabhupada also used to do that. He used to take one ghoti of water. Ghoti?
Lota.
Ghoti, you know?
Pot.
Little pot. And after serving all these things, he used to fill the water from here, but all water outside. So very little water used to come here.
Why did and you do that?
Mahapurush. You cannot ask from Dattatreya and all others. Why? They are not in this body, physical body. Always thinking and thinking. Imitate all this. in any mantra uchcharan karna
atar
in uttering any karmiya mantra our gyan karma yog ityadi the fruit will be upset indra satro indra satro upset understanding
yes
indra that brahmin rishi wanted to take revenge from indra so he was doing something tantric upachar you know tantric upachar so that indra should be killed and so he was japing mane
chanting
not chanting uttering in mind some mantra and indra satro vivardhasva indra mane the satru of indra should come and kill him but by chance it was uttered wrongly indra satru vivardhasva he traced on satru indra will be satru of my son the meaning came and at last that was done he got a son and that was killed by indra that son could not
kill indra
so in karma yagya living bhakti anything be upset but in bhakti kling krishnaya govindau namaha nothing will be hurt bhav will be there and krishna will take it but by knowing all these things I will do like this then everything will be if a man is telling krishnaya krishna ve only he is telling krishna no heart his bhav should be there
sometimes we hear a devotee I've seen sometimes especially in China I sit and I listen to some devotee and they may not be chanting the maha mantra always perfectly
no harm God knows Krishna knows everything
you say the Chinese can't even say
yeah they have difficulty
I've seen a lady we were trying her to chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 and she was so much eager for so many waiting for so many years but we tried hard but she could not utter all at a time Hare Krishna Hare I told that everything you will have you should do
Was what she uneducated lady? But very eager.
Very eager. And always doing with mala. Always. And subs very, very subs with sabda. Subbing everything.
One of our, when Guru Maharaj gave us the Gayatri first time, one of our god brothers, very sincere devotee named Jayananda, so he could not get the correct pronunciation so he went with me and we went to Guru Maharaj so he said I cannot get this correctly so Guru Maharaj said you say it let me hear so he tried to say it but it was so wrong that Guru Maharaj started to laugh he said Guru Maharaj said it is hopeless he said you don't worry he said Krishna will accept it. Krishna is accepting your feeling never mind but he was laughing
Mane bhavana is there. Then Krishna takes everything.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one of the angas is mentioned as nam jap. So I think the commentaries mention Krim Krishnaya Nama as the mantra. So we don't chant that mantra, we chant Maha Mantra.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers have done this too. What our Guru has given, only his instruction should be followed. Sakadapi Parigitam Sadhaya Helayava. He was asking. If there is no aparad there, then without Sadha or anything, Krishna name will catch Sadha. Bhrigu Varunar Matram Tarit Krishna Nath.